Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review with very intelligent and seemingly affable contributors here. Jennifer Horn is from KRLA in Los Angeles. Also, she has a slim, very narrow connection now to the Good Day program. So it's always good to have her here. So that
it's not that you're like describing me as slim. I was going to say that first. Thank you.
Okay. Jay Kirshner is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And strangely enough, Doug Steffen is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So we're going to go through the charts.
It's a
for
larger connection.
Yes, the larger connection. Okay.
The Doug Steffen.
Yes. The week of September 26th, 30th, the last week of September, is in the focus, the 10 stories, the 10 people. Let's start with the people list just for the heck of it, because we usually start with the story list. Aaron Judge and his home runs. Hooray. Right, what else can you say about that? Yeah, it is kind of. It's good. Yeah, especially because he doesn't play for L.A., although he plays for New York.
It's kind of cool because Roger Maris's son was sitting next to Aaron Judge's mom in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I guess they were traveling this Roger Maris Jr. around all over the place because he's been in a little bit of a slump for Aaron, which is pretty big, a home run slump anyway. And so when he finally hit that home run, it was like, I think Roger Maris was like, yay, and now I can go.
Hooray! Exactly. All right, number nine, I didn't pronounce this person's name correctly, I'm sure. Jair Bolsonaro. Do we know even who this person is? Because that's every once in a while these names jump out from the list, and wherever Michael Harrison pulls them out of, I'm sure somebody's talking about this person.
Okay, so give me the name again, because I have an idea who I think you might be talking about.
Jair, J-A-I-R,
Bolsonaro.
B-O-L-S-O-N-A-R-O. People say, wow, why aren't you prepared to talk about this guy?
Because the Brazilian politician.
Yeah, he's the president of Brazil.
He's the president of Brazil. Yes. Okay, very nice. Congratulations. Mitch McConnell, maybe he'll be soon running for that presidency in Brazil, because he's having a tough time here. He's at number eight. Jerome Powell is seven. That doesn't seem to be changing
and
much.
Just so
does
you
it?
Know why he's Bolsonaro's running, because it may not come up again in the stories, because they had an election.
Yeah.
And people have always kind of considered him to be like a Trump-like character, and so they're concerned about whether or not he's going to accept the election results. About that.
Really? Ah, so Trump has started an international deal. Let's everybody question the results of the elections. So let's have international upheaval. Let's have civil wars everywhere. There we go. Starting from scratch. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is number eight. Powell is seven. I said that already. So let's see. A lot of these names this week are really political, getting closer to the election, about 5 weeks away, I think 5 weeks from Tuesday. John Fetterman and Dr. Oz. What's the latest? Jennifer, you usually stay on top of that stuff. The two of them back and forth like a couple of children, actually, it looks like. Feels like.
It's not even that it's that raw of a back and forth. It's just that poll is really, it's an important seat.
Tight.
It's currently held by a Republican.
Yeah.
That Republican is not running again, and so it's now going to be an open seat. And what's interesting about Pennsylvania is there is a strong candidate on the Democrat side running for governor. Polls have indicated that that would mean people will come and vote down the ticket and vote for Fetterman as well. But Fetterman had a stroke not so long ago, and people have been questioning his ability to carry it out.
That's a good
Dr.
question.
Dr. Oz is running against him, and Dr. Oz, they've been trying to figure out how they can debate, and Dr. Oz says, I'll give you closed captioning. I'll let you have an advisor in your ear, and it seems that I don't think they've debated yet to this point.
Does this sounding politically incorrect, I suppose, here, but how would this person, wonderful as the object lesson is in him running, how does this person really serve, really get into the heart and soul of the matters at hand? If there is a physical and a, and it's probably an emotional, but certainly the ability to speak or communicate, or, you know, if you don't have that, how do you do the job?
What I hear, and he's having a problem connecting some of his thoughts, which is why Dr. Oz says you can have someone in your ear. Look, the question is the same. I don't like the guy because I don't like his policies. He's got very, very liberal policies, like letting criminals out of jail. These things that I don't think work because
how do these people even get this far? There was nobody who ran against him as a Democrat, huh?
He had a primary, but people liked him. He was running as lieutenant governor, and he took a shift to the left. And Pennsylvania is a really interesting state. You know,
yes, it is.
It goes back and forth with the tide. And so while Dr. Oz, I don't think, is like the perfect candidate, just going back to him, I don't agree with his policy, but my grandmother had a stroke.
Yeah.
And it is really difficult. My heart breaks for people who have them because they're not easy to overcome.
My father had one, finished him off. He had four of them, and the last one finished him off.
Oh, it's awful. And
this is not a good choice.
Not a good choice.
Political choices are becoming less and less appealing because of the news media and social media making of basically mincemeat. It's a fiasco if you run. All right. Number five is Ron DeSantis. He's more in the focus this week because of the hurricane than he is for his policies, et cetera, et cetera. But he's certainly been very prominent in our discussions for the past couple of years because he wants to run for president. And, you know, it's the back and forth between him and Trump and yada, yada,
And there's been a lot. It's a really stupid narrative of people are getting nailed with flooding. They're like, oh, this is going to be the test for Ron DeSantis. And how he does. I mean, look, that's true for every politician when a natural disaster happens. But let's focus on that after things dry out. Like, let's just get them out of the flooding part before we start worrying about the politics.
Number four, our Vice President, Ms. Harris. What is there to say about her? She went someplace this week. Didn't she go to North Korea or South Korea or someplace?
Yes, called them our longstanding and enduring allies.
She's great.
You had Biden talking to dead people this week, and you had her out there saying that we're allies with North Korea. So it was a rough week.
So Trump is three, Putin is two, Joe Biden's one. We don't have to get into that with any great detail because the stories speak for themselves. On the story side, sports and homers, number 10, the situation back again. I started a discussion earlier, Jennifer, on the term virtue signaling. Do you know what that means and how it's used? I bring it up because
virtue signaling, I think, is when you may not be authentically pushing your full force behind a narrative that you think is very popular.
Yeah. Right. And so one of the things, one of those signs, Black Lives Matter, is an example of virtue
signaling. Early on. Remember,
signaling.
Like the Chevy bolt early on.
That's
putting the story. Yeah, those kind of
Yeah. So I think that's why I bring it up with regard to race relations, because a lot of people want everybody, some folks want, whether they really mean it or not, I guess that's one of those things. You could mean it or not mean it. That's not really what virtue signaling is all about. It's when you make a big deal, a statement, literally and figuratively, about what your beliefs are. So that's kind of why I brought that up with the story on race relations. COVID is number eight. And I bring that up because there is an overview this week of our ability or lack thereof to deal with new outbreaks. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of the program in the Good Day Show, you can hear his hour at gooddayhealthshow.com every weekend, and he's also on the Good Day program during the week, talking about COVID-19, why you ought to get a shot, because now the new shots have the things that are necessary to combat the current problem with whatever, what is it, 5, 4, and 5? I forget what they, I think it's 4 and 5. So the fact that we, apparently, the scientific community says the United States is unable to control anything that's new. We are reactive. We are not acting. And as a matter of fact, because we are probably the richest nation in the world, we ought to be on top of it. We ought to be prepared, working hard to combat new pathogens, but our system is not connected. That is, the CDC isn't connected to the Institute of Health. All of the spaghetti or alphabet brand agencies in the federal government do not speak to each other. So there's one hand not understanding what the other hand is doing. And the mass confusion is really the reason that we fell apart in the first place back in March of 2020, and that we've been behind the eight ball. Not related to monkeypox, but we've been behind here. We've been catching up all along because the government isn't incentivizing the research until after the fact. This kind of reminds me of the whole status of our medical system. We don't prevent. We're not in the business of preventing because you can't make any money as a preventive anything. Preventive doctor, dentist, whatever, nah. We're not going to do that because we can't make any money. We can't fix anything if it's not broken, right? It'd be like having a mechanic and a car is perfect and you don't have to do anything to the car. Same thing is true here, according to this study, and it really is disgusting. I find it that way. When I saw this, I thought to myself, what a bunch of bozos. We're so busy worried about whether Trump found the election or won the election or didn't win the election, when in fact the really important, although, yeah, I get that whether the election system is corrupt or not is very important, for sure. I put it on the top of the list, but I think it's also important to have a government that works, and our government doesn't.
And also one that doesn't lie to you.
Yeah.
The other stories this week with COVID have been really disturbing, and, you know, I'm really curious. I actually thought about Jay during this because Jay and my other great friend in life all have babies, and they all, during their pregnancy, were forced to have the vaccine, and we were told that the mRNA was not going to make its way through breast milk into the baby, and now they've changed that story saying, oops, sorry, we're just kidding. Now we've got that. And then there was a story that it wasn't going to disrupt your period if you were a woman. And, oh, well, yeah, it
does. Yeah, that's the latest one that's coming out.
I mean, it's like, this week it's been so much flip-flopping. Make the vaccines available, make the infrastructure available, and get out of people's way. Instruct them why it's good, tell them the truth, and let it go.
That's it. 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off?
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 24 after the hour. On the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, this is Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Time now, this each hour in this segment of each hour on the Good Day program, we try to pay attention to what's going on social media with some of the comments, some of the dirt, some thoughts from folks who are listening. They can get to us pretty easily. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The people in Florida, with the focus on the hurricane, which is number 5 this week on the countdown list. So let's go, Jay, if you would, through some of the people that are listening to us in Florida and what they have to say. I was telling you earlier the story of a man that I know who is down in Sarasota, south of Sarasota, his house completely destroyed. So anyway, what do we have from other folks?
Yeah, friends checking in from Florida. Valerie Conger says, "Hey, Doug, safe from Port Charlotte. My house was in the eye wall for 10 hours.
Ooh.
We evacuated. Not sure what we will come home to, but we are safe."
Well,
Tom Connolly says, "Clear water is good. Cooled down quite a bit, too." Jeff Schmidt's mom is in Merritt Island, the Atlantic side directly east of Orlando, and said they still have power, so that was all good. Karen Enberg says, "Our home is okay, waiting for electric. Most homes okay here, but most of the cage is torn and landscaping's been ripped out."
Mm-hmm.
Celeste Erickson in Key West says they're safe. And Kathy Tunnell, she pointed out that no lives were lost after the typhoon Marbach hit 1,000 miles west coast in Alaska about a week and a half ago.
Right.
But the villages, the water, just all of that, the whole summer's worth of subsistence and gathering foods, hunting, four-wheelers, all of that was destroyed. So they need prayers and good thoughts as well.
Up there, a lot of wild weather. So they're holding good thoughts for the people of Florida. Florida hold good thoughts for the people up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. I would mention, I haven't seen Tom Connolly's name for a long time. Tommy used to be James way back 30 years ago, maybe 31 years ago. He was one of the original producers before you were around, Jennifer. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, so, I don't. But, oh, wow. The name sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah. Yeah.
Goody's okay. Yep. All right. How about this question regarding reliable sources? I wondered what people, what do you believe? Basically, it's a question,
who's
right?
Who's a reliable source these days?
Especially when it comes to world news, not just what's happening in the U.S., but what's happening in other countries. How do we know what to believe? Sherry Steffen says, I will get through the local news fine. I watch Fox News, as it's the only one that has a decent host, but smart enough to know that they are also wrong sometimes.
Oh, good.
Neil
Thank
Ford
you.
Says it is very difficult, and I don't trust any of the major news sources. I try to look at a headline and then beat the bushes to find info from someone who was actually involved. Or
if you have time to do that, that's cool. Some people do, some people don't. Yeah,
and then there was, who was it? Janine Bartholomew says she goes to YouTube because you can find a lot of local news sources in the other areas around the world and get their actual local news.
Well, somebody else said, I was seeing, you got to listen to sources or find sources outside of the country. So that's an interesting, that people are realizing that. Very interesting. All right, thanks for the comments. 28 after on our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Ketanji Brown Jackson made her way into the Supreme Court before a brief courtroom ceremony 3 days ahead of the start of the High Court's new term. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their spouses will also attend the invitation-only ceremony. Jackson becomes the first black woman to sit on the court. In an angry conspiratorial address Friday amid grand fanfare, Russian President Vladimir Putin offered the Kremlin's justification for Russia's annexation of 4 Ukrainian territories, presenting an anti-Western worldview that accused Anglo-Saxons of neocolonialism and sabotage. And the Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions on Russia for Putin's illegal annexation of the Ukrainian territories. The sanctions target government officials and family members Russian and Belarusian military officials, and defense procurement networks. This is USA.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back with the overview of our world when it comes to news talk radio, what we are talking about, have been, and talk hosts around the country have been. We, in the person of Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, going through these as many as we can. Number six this week on the story list is crime and violence. I see the serial, say it again, Doug. There it is. The serial killer in Stockton, California. What's the story there? Police are looking at a number of homicides. Apparently the work of a serial killer. Been a while since that happened, hasn't it?
I think so. I was trying to think of that. I was looking through and I saw the story in our prep today and I was surprised because I hadn't heard much about it. Stockton's a little bit further away from me, but yeah, it's been a long time since we've heard about a serial killer on the loose, but certainly they seem to think that these crimes all have the same look and feel up in that area.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities with the person by themselves and a car.
Yep. Okay, also thinking about crime and violence, Highland Park in Illinois, outside of Chicago, families involved. Remember this last July 4th, there was a big shootout in the parade for the 4th of July?
Yep.
And so now the families are suing Smith & Wesson, the gun manufacturer, for marketing practices. They say that Smith & Wesson was trying to generate sales from people like the gunman who opened fire in Highland Park. It was a target. So how do they come to that conclusion? Because the lawsuit focuses on Smith & Wesson, but there's got to be other gun manufacturers.
A large debate about whether or not you can sue a gun manufacturer. Right now, I think most states have immunity for them because it would be like suing a Ford, I guess. Yeah, well, I mean,
if you had a crash in their car.
Yeah. Right. But
you can sue them if something's wrong with the car.
You can if something they did went wrong with the car.
There's like loopholes with it where there's protection that you're not allowed to really sue the gun manufacturer, but there are instances that they targeted a specific type of person who happened to be what this gunman represented. So they're being sued in the lawsuit. It's also the actual accused gunman, the father, who is the one who got this gun for the person, for the gunman, and the gun store that sold the weapon. So all four of them are being wrapped up in this lawsuit.
Well, if you go back to Sandy Hook, the Remington Firearm Company was sued, and they had to settle $73 million. So the families, not only did they sue Alex Jones, they sued the firearm manufacturer as well, and they got out of it, they didn't get their children back, but they got there. So who makes, do all these companies make AR-15s? Who makes AR-15s? Because those are the guns that we use.
AR-15s are just a type of gun. It's an automatic.
So anybody or everybody can make them, right?
There are all sorts of brands, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I do think, just moving out of, just for the crimes story this week, did you guys hear the story? I'm surprised it didn't make national headlines, and I think if the people that had been involved were actually people of color or minorities, you probably would have heard it. But did you hear about the officer involved shooting with the dad and the 15-year-old girl?
No. Not a word.
It was an awful story in California. And believe me, I don't think it's the police's fault in this particular case. But a guy who is married, so this family's married, they're going through a divorce. The guy's driving down the street in his pickup truck, sees his soon-to-be ex-wife walking along. Unclear whether he coerces her into the vehicle.
I did hear the story.
They get into this domestic disturbance. She tries to take off. He shoots and kills her. Yeah. Takes off, leaves her on the street, goes home, gets his daughter, who's living with him, 15 years old, picks her up, and they take off. They issue an Amber Alert. Yeah. Suspect is identified. They do a car chase. They find him. The police engage in a shootout with the guy. Another suspect gets out of the car wearing full tactical gear, shooting at officers, and so they shoot back, and they end up killing it. Well, it's unclear whether the father or whatever, but it's a 15-year-old girl who was apparently, I guess, shooting back at officers.
Oh, she was shooting?
Yeah, and so originally everybody's like, oh, no, she couldn't have been shooting, but they've doubled down saying they have absolute evidence and proof that she was holding a gun and shooting back at officers. And the saddest part is all three of them end up dead, and there's still a little boy, her brother, who's alive now, who's lost his entire family.
And that mimics almost
incredible
to a T one of the episodes in one of the FBI shows this week. Pretty much
sad.
The exact same thing. So you wonder whether, you know, sometimes people get their ideas from seeing some of these TV shows. All right, number five on our countdown list, the hurricane. There's the story of a neighbor rescuing a cat trapped in an air conditioner during the hurricane. One of the lighter, when you look at the 150-mile-hour winds and the rain and the dangerous storm surge and all the things that were going on, here's the story of this man near Bonita Beach who was caught on camera rescuing a cat from the top of an air conditioning unit in a home. It's just, you know, one of those things that go along with the story. There were, by the way, all kinds of as usually happens in these circumstances, the power workers come from states all around, in this case, the South. Power workers from Texas, Louisiana, folks coming in. The Coast Guard had lots of people out because people were dumb enough to be in ships or boats offshore. Can you imagine going out in a hurricane in a 24-foot boat? How stupid.
But did you see the people who are flying into the eye of the hurricane because they're researchers and they're gathering information, and this is something they typically do, and they said that this one was the absolute worst that they had ever been through, and they were so
pretty
happy
unnerving.
They only had to do one pass by.
Yeah, right. That happens, but you see some of these, and again, maybe you get newsreel footage of it, or sometimes just, you know, there have been movies that have depicted these sorts of things where the plane just bomb, bomb, bang, bang, boom. You wonder how in the world the plane stays up in the air, because you're in a roller coaster. It's like the Vomit Comet, up to 100,000 square feet and just crash, you know, head down, straight down. That's these hurricane hunters, man. And there are more of them probably in Florida than anywhere else for obvious reasons. But how'd you like that?
You remember the power of Mother Nature when you see all of those yachts that were just literally torn in half and like thrown onto streets by the power of this hurricane? Wow.
So Universal, I think they closed, but they're opening for the weekend. The resorts, the Jurassic Park ride was damaged by the hurricane, so if you going there, you want your money back before you get there. 14 inches of rain in Orlando, 60-mile-an-hour winds even through the end of the week at the Universal Resort. There were a lot of social media stories, as you were suggesting, Jennifer, all the stuff being thrown around from the various, like, well, boats. But here you look at the incredible Hulk exhibit. That stuff got all destroyed. And, you know, you look around at all of the restaurants that are there and the hotels, lots of damage there. But, you know, they're open for business. Can you imagine somebody, okay, hurricane's gone, let's go to Disney World.
I know. Well, some people were there, hunkering down in hotels. Like,
yep.
I keep thinking about the swampy parts of Florida and all
yep.
of the alligators and snakes
oh, yeah.
that are...
They're
running.
All over the place now.
There was a the shark.
Yes, yep. the shark in the street.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a shark. That reminds me of this episode of Saturday Night Live. Okay.
The shark.
Yeah, the shark. Right. And then there's the reporter who rescued a woman who was stuck in her car after being dumb enough to try to drive through the floodwaters. My God, people have no common sense. Do you even know how the car works? That's the other problem. People are so naive. Young people don't understand when you drive a gasoline-powered vehicle into the water, the air cleaner will suck the water in, and your engine will stall. It'll die. It won't work. And you're sitting there in the flood thinking you're going to get out. This is just the impracticality. Maybe I sound like a broken record, but my God, do you not have any common sense? Do you not know how your car works? And the answer is, for a lot of people, no, they don't know how their car works. Can you imagine being in an electric car going into a water puddle? You think that the gas cars won't run.
You won't run after that.
Yeah, my God. Unga bunga. All right, 44 after the hour. Number four, the president, former president's legal issues. We'll get to that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let me give you the exclusive story list, the count. 1 to 10, there are always 10 stories coming from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can see them, the list published at gooddayshow.com, also talkers.com. At number 10, the Aaron Judge home run situation. Whoopee for him, right? So 10 is a focus on sports. Race relations, that sort of thing, are how we get along discussion at number 9. COVID is 8. Immigration is 7, crime, violence, number 6, the hurricane is 5, Trump and his legal issues are 4, the election process, the amount of money being spent on politics, actually that could be wrapped into 2, because 2 is about the economy. The advertising business is a pretty good place to be at the moment if you're able to take care of some political clients. Number 1 is the war between the Russians and Ukraine. That's the story list from Talkers.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
People list now from Talkers for the week of September 26th to the 30th. There are two lists published and available at gooddayshow.com every week and talkers.com. On the people list, Aaron Judge comes in at number 10 because of all his home run activity. Yarabalasano, I'm not sure if that's the right way to pronounce it, but it's got to be close, at number 9. Mitch McConnell is number 8. Jerome Powell is 7. John Fetterman and Dr. Oz tied again for 6th place, thanks to what's going on in, look at all these politicians involved in the list this week. That's the Pennsylvania election. Ron DeSantis is 5. Kamala Harris is 4. Donald Trump is 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2, and Joe, he's the president and resident, that's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the list. Did a lot of traveling this week, talking about various new initiatives, so that's something to talk about, and that's the situation here on the Talk Radio Countdown. 46 past the hour, number 4 this week are the legal issues of the former president. A judge spared Trump and his lawyers from having to submit a sworn declaration about whether they believe the FBI summarized the items that were seized properly. So how did this come about, Jennifer? Usually on top of this stuff, the special master.
Excuse me.
What, did you
a little
do
cough,
something?
A little sneeze.
Excuse
the allergies
me, yes.
are killing me.
I know, everybody.
Yeah. The Trump story is an interesting one. It keeps going, and it's like a power play between the judge who appointed the special master and then the special master himself. And so right now what they're doing is they're going to delay this until December, and kind of deal with it then, which I think is probably more appropriate. They're going to be able to go back and forth about whether or not the FBI actually put together a plan to plant evidence in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
Really? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
Really?
It's been one of the stories that have been coming, people going, okay, did they bring something in or take something out? The judge in the case, Eileen Cannon is her name, got rid of several different plans of...
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we are at 53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I want to dig around into the number one story this week, the situation with the Russian-Ukrainian war that's moved around. It's been in the countdown since it started, obviously, but first time it's been in the number one position for a while. And that may be in part because President Putin is expected to sign orders this weekend annexing 4 territories in the east and the southern part of Ukraine. This has been, you know, they've been in the occupying Russian force, have been there for a while, but the declaration sort of makes it part of Russia, but they don't really occupy. They can declare that it's theirs, but it really isn't.
Well, I just signed a declaration that I actually own your farm now, Doug.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. Congratulations.
I've
taking
it,
over the mortgage, are you? That's good.
No, we don't want that.
Anyway,
it's very strange, but this is just a story about how we are, again, not really sure what's going on because we don't have a lot of wartime correspondents who are talking about the front lines of this war. Putin seems to have been taking hits. That's what we've learned, that Ukraine's been making some big moves. He's said that he wants to call up like 300,000 people. And I thought it was interesting from the embassy this week, the United States embassy in Moscow, they said if you have dual citizenship, if you are American and Russian, or if you are, name the other country in Russian, and you're still in the country and you're a man particularly, you better get out because Putin will call you up and they're not going to call the consulate. Mm-hmm. They're not going to let you argue that you don't want to go to war. They're going to send you there. And so there is a lot of one-way tickets out of Russia right now. There was a 10-mile traffic line into Georgia and Mongolia to get out because I think people realize that everybody's on the table to be next and to be deployed.
Yeah. Become cannon fodder. Mm-hmm. The Russians and the draft is something that the United States has gotten themselves involved in terms of the 300,000 soldiers. What we have decided to do is send a bigger supply of critical weapons and the systems that run them in this new Pentagon, the $1.1 billion, the so-called security assistance package that includes funding for 18 of the high mobility artillery rocket systems that aren't even really in use yet. They're not going to be ready for like 18 months or something. So what are we even talking about this now for? Hopefully, you know, are they telling us they think the war is going to go on another 18 months? Because that's how long it's going to take them. Huh?
I think it's possible. I think at this point, so since Ukraine has made gains and since Russia has taken losses, but Russia still has a lot more money and strength and all of this to go.
Yeah.
But now would be the time, if you had someone strong in the White House or on the world stage for that matter, that could come in and start negotiating a deal. Already you've got a lot of ethnic Russians who are in this area. Maybe you could make a deal where Ukraine gives up a little bit, Russia gets a little bit, Ukraine gets out of the war, and go on. But yeah. I don't know that we have that person right now that can initiate that.
No. A missile attack on a convoy of cars in southern Ukraine this past week killed a number of civilians. Just before Putin proclaimed its intention to rule in some of these areas, the convoy was assembling in a car park to carry people and supplies into Russian-held territory. The missile had gouged a crater in the ground. The two lines of vehicles were destroyed. This is the kind of dirt this guy is using. A lot of vans and cars and stuff, and there were bodies strewn all over the place with dozens dead. And the vehicles were packed with the people's belongings to try to get out of the way, blankets, you know, that kind of stuff. They were civilians. Yeah. So here we go. There's another a great feather in the cap of this jerk, Putin. Meanwhile, Finland has decided to close the Russian border because of the travel spike, as you were just talking. You were talking about, you know, certain parts of the Russian border, and this is one. Remember I told you the trip that I took to Finland and how easy it was to get into Russia? Just you drive over a dirt road and you're in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
And so in this circumstance, apparently a lot of the Russians have found that road.
And they were,
yeah, right, they're headed to Finland. So Finland closed that road. And any other way for the Russians to get into Finland, which I thought was very interesting, you know, they're very supportive of Ukrainians. Russian tourism to Finland was a big deal, but now they've just shut it all down, which I think is kind of an interesting reality in and of itself. But the war continues, and because of the bad leadership, in my mind, that we, you know, the world hasn't stepped up to fix the problem, and so there's more of a problem. Food for thought from the folks on the Good Day program, and Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirstner, and Doug Steffen bid you a fond farewell at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.